25% off. The gut and mind connection is real, folks. Your gut is the first line of defense, your brain, and all other functions of your body. The globalists know it. That's why they target it, and that's why you need these products. With the ingredients in the ultimate gut cleanse, like psyllium husk, slippery elm, black walnut powder, and more, fused with 60 million live cultures in the ultimate probiotic, you will completely reset your whole system. This is the great reset for your gut. So the ultimate probiotic and 30-day gut cleanse combo pack available now at thealexjonesstore.com. Not too late with your purchases there to get entered in the monster truck raffle as well. All right, let's get into this story, which is just completely insane. This is just completely insane. Honestly, it doesn't even make any sense. So to try to even make sense of it, this administration is just a complete joke. There is no real leadership. There's the shadow government. There's the deep state government. There's the liberal ideologues. There's the anti-Israel ideologues. And then Biden and Harris don't even know what's going on. And then you have the intel communities, and they're all focused on getting Trump. So the whole thing is just a complete disaster at this point. Who leaked U.S. intelligence on Israel's secret preparations for a strike on Iran, and why? The reservoir of possible leakers of U.S. intelligence documents detailing Israel's apparent preparations for a retaliatory attack on Iran is big, and the platform chosen by them, a pro-Iranian Telegram channel, is unsophisticated. But national security leaks are rarely a singular, isolated event. Two U.S. intelligence documents detailing Israel's apparent preparations for a retaliatory attack on Iran leaked on Telegram. So there's a couple potentials here. Either you just have a straight-up anti-Israel leaker, pro-Iran, maybe even an Iranian spy going on here, and they think that they may have identified it, or you actually have the White House, the Biden administration, somebody in there trying to escalate things and trying to put this stuff out there and start a war between Iran and Israel. I could see it going either way, quite frankly. Oh, but don't worry. The FBI announced yesterday, the FBI announced that it is investigating the alleged leak of highly classified U.S. intelligence documents days after assessments containing information about Israel's potential plans for a retaliatory attack on Iran were published. So maybe Israel was planning the attack. Maybe it was just some stuff that they were working up and they said, oh, look, Iran, Israel's going to attack. Yay. Or maybe they really were planning on attacking and an Iranian spy or somebody inside said, oh, Iran, look out. And so they're pinning it down on this aide. They're pinning it down on this Iranian aide. But, I mean, who knows, folks? Again, I mean, that could be the case, but there could also be some other stuff going on here. I'm not necessarily taking this at face value. Why would she even have the clearance? Why would that aide even have the clearance? Now, the Pentagon denies that Ariane Tabitabai, Chief of Staff of the Assistant Secretary of Defense for Special Operations, is a subject of interest in the investigation for the alleged leak of classified documents. The press secretary for the Air Force, Major General Pat Ryder, told reporters, to my knowledge, the official is not a subject of interest. Has that story changed, guys? Put that other thing back on that. Put that other headline back up there. Looks like they might be changing their story now. Oh, we don't know what's going on. We don't know who's involved. Typical. Oh, yeah, top intelligence leaks. I mean, it's just like, how does this stuff even go on? And can you imagine if this was the Trump administration? Can you imagine if this was the Trump administration? So they're saying, oh, it's this aide. Oh, it's not this aide. We don't know. Oh, of course you don't know. And you don't know who leaked the Roe v. Wade decision either. But Biden is deeply concerned, he says, by the possible leak. Possible leak. It literally happened. Unless it was done intentionally. So I don't know what the deal is. I mean, there's no doubt the Iranian regime is no fan of America, no fan of Donald Trump. But it's like, how are they getting involved and how are they getting so much access? That's an interesting one. Now this, Iranian hackers broke into state's voter roll database, used names, social security numbers, driver's license numbers to fill out UOCAVA registrations, even shared the videos online, wanted by the FBI, these two Iranians. Oh, what about Iranian interference in 2020? Conspiracy, unauthorized access to a computer, knowingly damaging protected computer, voter intimidation, interstate threats. How is Iran getting so much access? We got to just decouple from the whole thing, man. We have to just completely decouple from the Middle East. We just got to completely just get away from all of it. You want to come here as a state actor for Iran? You're gone. You want to come here as a state actor for Israel? You're gone. That's the real solution to all of this. Jill Stein with some tough words for Trump here. And I mean, I can't necessarily say I completely disagree, as Trump is celebrating the fact that Arab voters are supporting him. Think about that. Arab Americans are supporting Donald Trump at a higher percentage than Jewish Americans. Okay. Jill Stein says Donald Trump ended zero wars and put America last by handing his foreign policy to AIPAC and neocons who tried to start wars in Iran and Venezuela. Just like Biden-Harris, he'll give Netanyahu a blank check for his genocidal expanding war. Vote green for peace. Well, I don't completely disagree with her here. Can't say I completely disagree with her. But if you want peace, if you want to get closer to peace, unfortunately voting Jill Stein isn't the case because she has zero chance to win. Donald Trump gives you a much better shot at that. Because this whole thing at this point, the Biden-Harris administration, the Harris-Walz administration, I mean, it's just going to be total chaos. Nobody in the world will respect us anymore. Nobody in the world will respect the White House. And we're so knee-deep in all these conflicts that we'll end up involved, even though our administration has no control anymore and no respect anymore, if it's Harris and Walz. So, it's just crazy. It's all just insane. That's what happens. That's what happens when crooks, criminals, and incompetent morons are running our government.
As you can see, I'm not just MAGA, I'm Dark MAGA.
A few weeks ago, when I saw Elon Musk in Pennsylvania with Trump at Butler, and he had that Dark MAGA hat on, I said, we've got to have our own. And we've come out with it. Yeah, we can put one out that, you know, just says Make America Great Again, and that's available at thealexshowstore.com. But I personally like this one, Murdered Out, it fits great, and it funds the InfoWar and supports President Trump. And if you don't like Murdered Out, we got it white on black. So get yours right now and a bunch of other great designs of hoodies and t-shirts and top-of-the-line supplements that all fund the Second American Revolution at thealexjonesstore.com. Let me show you a few more of these. Now that the FDA admits fluoride does lower your IQ and give you cancer and infertility, it's a great time to wear one of these beautiful hats, and it's a great way to start a conversation and warn people. Here's the classic Make America Great Again Murdered Out, and we've got the Save the Frogs, over 50 designs, all at thealexshowstore.com, and it keeps us on air and it spreads the word. Please go to alexshowstore.com and get your Patriot gear. A new